We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. Join the Asian American Cultural Center, otherwise known as the AACC, in their 20th anniversary celebrations tomorrow through Saturday. Tomorrow, the celebration includes a free open house from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the AACC, located on 210 West Nevada Street in Urbana. An alumni network luncheon will take place from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center. Registration is required for the alumni network luncheon with a $20 fee. After the luncheon, an alumni gathering will take place from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday night at the Center for Student Engagement in the Illini Union. Last but not least, the Taiwanese American Students Club is hosting a night market that will be held on the main quad Saturday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The night market will celebrate the AACC's 20th anniversary with food, performances, and cultural showcases. $10 tickets are available for pre-order as well as on-site. Come celebrate 20 years of community and culture with the Asian American Cultural Center. On the topic of performances, the Twin City Theater Company continues its run of The Shadow Box, starting tomorrow and running through this weekend. Come witness the story of three terminal cancer patients as they wrestle with the toll their disease takes on themselves and their loved ones. The award-winning play will be performed at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center located inside the post office building. Seating for shows will begin 30 minutes before performances, with concessions also available for purchase. For more information and to get your tickets, please visit twincitytheaterco.org. From local theater to local safety, Mayor Finan will kick off this year's Fire Prevention Week activities Sunday, October 5th at 1 p.m. in downtown Champaign. The kickoff will feature a mayoral proclamation followed by an open house at Champaign Fire Department Station 1 and a resource fair regarding fire safety. The focus of this year's fire safety campaign is Charge into Fire Safety, lithium-ion batteries in your home. The campaign addresses how to safely use and dispose of lithium-ion batteries, which are found in various household appliances and electronics, including but not limited to laptops, headphones, tablets, and smartphones. Throughout the week, there will be opportunities to meet neighborhood firefighters and visit Champaign's fire stations. For more information regarding Fire Safety Week, please visit the City of Champaign website at champaignil.gov. Also in city news, if you're looking for a queer inclusive space here in Champaign, then look no further. Amy's Place is here. Well, almost. Amy Myers is looking to put a queer-owned, community-led dance bar in downtown Champaign, but first, she needs your help. Myers needs your support in raising $4,000 to offer one of the only bars dedicated to the LGBTQ+ community. Amy's Place will feature affordable drinks, a brand new dance floor, drag shows, theme nights, and music for everybody. Myers is already about halfway there, with almost $2,000 raised. If you would like to help bring Amy's Place to life, visit GoFundMe.com and simply search Amy's Place. And finally, in the world of sports, this weekend of high school football will feature Urbana High School, Champaign Central, and Centennial High School. Urbana High School is looking for their first win of the year after a 48-0 shutout loss last weekend to the Bloomington Purple Raiders. Centennial is coming off a tight 22-14 loss playing at Peoria Notre Dame, looking for a bounce-back performance against the struggling Urbana Tigers. Champaign Central will travel to take on a struggling Danville team looking to keep momentum alive after a 17-14 win over Richwoods at home last weekend. Kickoff between Urbana and Centennial is scheduled for 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Kickoff for Champaign Central at Danville will also take place tomorrow night at 7 p.m. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Faith Routley, Gavin Westlake, Grace Avila, Kyler Bowie, and Joshua Applebaum. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.